Now, if you haven't ever tuned into the History Channel show Salvage Kings, you're missing out. They just recently did an episode on Timmins, and it's airing tonight on the History Channel. I have Ted and Justin from the show joining me this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Well, it's Salvage Kings. We're in the business of, we work for a demolition company. This is Ted speaking. But I look after all the salvage. I don't wreck the buildings. I find what's good in there and historical or good to sell. That's what I do.
And then I assume Justin is all about the destruction.
Yeah. Well, if you've seen the show, it's a docuseries, and it follows Priestly Demolition, and we're the salvage crew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I do the majority of the wrecking, and Ted does all the salvaging.
He doesn't just wreck. He figures out how to get stuff out sometimes. We need a little help.
Might be the brains of the operation as well.
Yeah. I've been called many things, but never that.
because I find some big, crazy things, and I just want to get it out, mm-hmm. and he'll figure out how to get it out.
Mm-hmm. So how is working here in Timmins? It's been a little bit of a while, but...
I like it. I like Timmins. It's a beautiful town.
I can't drive around without drooling in all your rivers and fishing spots. I truly, every time I go somewhere different, my head's spinning, you know, and I have a job to do, but, you know, I got to throw the line out. You know, I just can't focus on the road. Look at that spot. I haven't caught one of your walleye yet. So
I'm looking at all the history there and historic buildings, and he's figuring out where to fish, you know.
It's me. What are you going to do?
There's some awesome places to fish here in Timmins. I really don't blame you. You guys did touch a little bit on the history here in Timmins and hit a couple really cool locations. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You got a lot of hotels there that have been around for like a century, and there's a lot of history in those hotels.
It's easy to make it look beautiful because it is beautiful. And
yeah.
Everywhere you look is picturesque, and we love it. Like, I want to go back. I want to fish with Wayne again at the end of that road. I want to go down to the town dock.
Like, I'm all about the history. So I just look at it and go, like, what happened here over the years? And when we found, we were in the Tisdale, that used to be a town public works building. So I found a whole bunch of nice old police reports. Like, that's very interesting to me because it kind of tells the history during that time. So that led us on to a little bit of a treasure hunt.
Yes.
You know, and it was fun.
But it explained the history of Timmins, that treasure hunt.
Like, it gave me a clue sort of what we're looking for here because that is really interesting. And then we donated those to the museum and got talking to the curator there. She was really nice, Karen. It just ties everything in with me. I just love it.
Yeah, there is a lot of history here in Timmins, and it's really cool that you guys touch a little bit on that in the episode. And that's kind of your jobs as well, you know, touching the history of the towns you go to and the buildings that you're looking into.
Always, yeah, because it's hard when you go into a town and you're there to demolish a building. A lot of people think you're the bad guy, but I'm there to try and save what I can for the town and to carry things on into history. You know, as much as we can save from the landfill and put back out there, that's a good thing, always a good thing.
No, and we don't want to wreck the buildings, but they have a catastrophic flaw or something that they're not safe or something on those lines, and they have to come down. But, you know, some of the locals didn't like it. You know, they expressed it to me that they didn't want me to tear it down. But it's not my choice, and it has to come down, and it's for the safety of all, you know?
Yeah, we don't just drive along and say, let's wreck that building, you know?
as cool of a show as that would be. I know you guys can't say too much about the episode. Is there any cool finds you can maybe talk about?
So many.
Yeah.
So many cool finds.
Found gold.
You found gold, like actual gold.
Yeah, high grade. Dashed away.
The stories about the Central Tavern, everybody was chatting us up about those stories.
Yeah.
And then to find it, it was just like the icing on the cake. So far, like the tin and gold.
Yeah. All the way to the U.S. Mint.
Wow. And the war effort, too.
Yeah. Very cool.
So,
like that's what built Toronto, Timmins and Cobalt and these towns north, the mining towns, you know. I think they just sat around in Toronto doing not much.
I like because I'm learning. Like, yeah. I grew up in Toronto, and then I go up to Timmins, and it's like, really? Like,
yeah, well, when you're in Toronto, they talk like, you know, this is the center of the world. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's always the way it is with those big cities.
Yeah, and we don't really live in Toronto. Oh, yeah. We were born there and raised there, but
Eastern Barrie.
Yeah, we're considered north, but we're southerners to you guys.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. See us on History Channel starting April 19th, 10 p.m., also on Global TV app and Stack TV.
Yeah, and we truly hope you like it.
We hope,
you know, we can share with you and you enjoy it.
We're coming back, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, Ted and Justin. It was awesome, and I'm extremely excited for the episode. I'm sure we'll all learn something about Timmins.
Yeah, hopefully.